The Pacific sardine catch was once the biggest fishery in North America. Scores of waterfront processors provided the backdrop for John Steinbeck's classic novel, Cannery Row. But by the late 1940s, the sardines all but disappeared, and sometime after that, the ubiquitous cans of fish vanished from pantries of most American families. Now, sardines have recovered to levels not seen since their heyday more than half a century ago. And some Pacific Northwest scientists and chefs are scheming to rekindle culinary interest in the little silvery fish. Tom Bansi reports from Astoria, Oregon.
Think about it for a second. When was the last time you dined on a can of sardines? Probably was a long time ago, if you can remember at all. Today, per capita consumption of sardines by Americans is barely measurable by the federal government, but favorable ocean cycles and a temporary fishing moratorium have helped sardines return to the natural abundance they enjoyed in the 1930s. Yet, aside from a few immigrant communities, practically no one wants to eat them. The vast majority of the catch gets frozen and shipped to Japan or Australia for bait and to feed farm tuna. For Michael Morrissey, the director of the Oregon State University Seafood Lab, that's a shame.
You would like to see the sardines certainly used for human food, I think, rather than maybe the bait industry. But it's, free market economy, and sardines are going to go where people want them.
So Morrissey is figuring out how to get people to want them. He has an economic development grant from the Agriculture Department. The government grant aims to help struggling coastal towns develop alternative crops and capture the most possible value from them. With the money, Morrissey's brought in chefs and grad students to experiment with the nutritious, underappreciated relative of the herring.
You got a preheated grill here. You throw those fillets down.
In the lab kitchen, local restaurateur Peter Roscoe begins to work his magic over an industrial-sized grill. These aren't your father's sardines. The North Pacific sardines grow bigger.
They look about the size of the first trout you got to keep when you were a kid fishing in a lake.
Roscoe fans a half dozen grilled sardines over a mound of wilted spinach. He drizzles the plate with lemon juice, olive oil, and garlic. The food is gulped down in a flash. Roscoe follows the appetizer course with deep-fried sardine chunks in a homemade pale yellow tartar sauce.
You know, it beats the heck out of a Big Mac, I'll tell you that.
Mmm. That does taste good.
Mm-hmm. It's almost a little bit of a tuna taste.
The remaining bones in the sardines are barely noticeable. The question now in the seafood lab is whether to try to place the sardines in restaurants first and then hope people ask for them at the market, or start at the market and with the cooks at home. Pierre Marchand, the president of Jesse's El Waco Fish Company, wishes the researchers luck, but doubts the public will bite.
I don't think the American consumer will eat them fresh like that in large quantities at all. We tend to like fish that don't taste like fish. Sardines are a stronger tasting, high oil content fish.
Scientists and chefs at the Seafood Center have one more year on their grant to try and prove this fish buyer wrong. Their immediate plans are to perfect a variety of recipes and then do demonstration classes for chefs in Portland and Seattle. Fishing for fresh sardines resumes off the Pacific Northwest coast in June. California fishermen are bringing them in right now. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Astoria, Oregon.